Welcome back, everyone, to Pittsburgh's only Jewish radio program and our annual Gala Purim special. I am Hirsch DeLynn. It's Parshas Tetzaveh. And since it's also the Shabbos before Purim, we're to hear Parshas Zachor, to remember Amalek and how they came after the Jews right after the Jews left Egypt. Of course, the evil Haman was an Amalekite who also planned the destruction of the Jews in Shushan, in the area known as Iran, and we know what happened to him. It seems in every age there's evil in the world that always tries to destroy the Jews, but also in every age the Holy One, blessed be He, comes and saves us once again and destroys the evil in our midst. May He come speedily in our day, bring our righteous Mashiach, destroy all evil, and let us live in peace, getting ever closer to knowing God. Hopefully this will happen all before we go home today. And speaking of making things happen, we're all here getting you ready for yet another exciting Shabbos weekend, followed by Purim. Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen are back with us, along with Musical Moish, who's playing the keyboards today, who's planned a special Purim music for this show. And as always, Miss Deborah DeLynn is here with her special segment just for you. This week, Moish is here with his keyboard, as we said, and we're going to have fun telling the story of Purim as it would have been told in old-time radio format. That's straight ahead, and we hope you'll enjoy it. We'll have your community announcements and mazel tovs, along with current news fresh from Israel National Radio, coming up in the half hour. The program today is sponsored in part by Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, by Next Generation Financial Services, First Mariner Bank, and by Artistic Photography, when you want to get it right the first time. They also sponsor the Jewish Experience Radio Program's website, jewishexperienceradio.com. Stop by for a visit and stay for a Jewish experience. Don't forget, candlelighting time this week is no later than 6.03 p.m. So, Moishele, I see those keys warming up.
I'm warming up those keys, Hirsch.
All right, let's let them roll.
I don't know about you, but I'm good to go on the J.E. All right.
Don't forget, Chag Purim, Chag Purim, Chag Gadol Ul Hayudim, Masechot V'Rashanim, Zmir V'Rekudim. Haven Arisha, Rash Rash, Haven Arisha, Rash Rash Rash, Haven Arisha, Rash Rash Rash, V'Rashanim. Chag Purim, Chag Purim, Chag Gadol Ul Hayudim, Masechot V'Rashanim, Zmir V'Rekudim. Haven Arisha, Rash Rash Rash, Haven Arisha, Rash Rash Rash, Haven Arisha, Rash Rash Rash, V'Rashanim. Hutim lai hutim, hoi soi ro, v'simcha v'sosoim v'kor. Hutim lai hutim, hoi soi ro, v'simcha v'sosoim v'kor. Hutim lai hutim, hoi soi ro, v'simcha v'sosoim v'kor. Hutim lai hutim, hoi soi ro, v'simcha v'sosoim v'kor. Hutim lai hutim. Oy sayra vesimcha vesasam vikar Lehudim lehudim Oy sayra vesimcha vesasam vikar Oh yeah.
Speaking of Haman the Amalekite, here's Rabbi Goldwasser to teach us the importance of Shabbos Zachor, to remember. Rabbi?
This week is the second of the special Shabbosim which occur at this time of year. It is Shabbos Parshas Zohar. The Haftorah for Shabbos Parshas Zohar tells us how King Shaul had mercy on Agog, the king of Amalek, and spared his life. King Shaul also did not destroy the prime cattle and sheep of Amalek. Thus, he disobeyed Hashem's explicit command and was therefore punished by having his sovereignty over Israel removed and given to King David. Removed and given to David HaMelech. The connection between Parshas Zohar and Purim is clear. Our rabbis tell us, because Shaul HaMelech had mercy on Agog and did not kill him immediately as commanded by Hashem, he was able to father a child from whom Haman ultimately descended. Thus, Haman's decree to annihilate the Jewish people, Chas v'Shalom, was a result of King Shaul's sin. The Torah tells us that when Shmuel the prophet came to reprimand Shaul, the king argued, "I have fulfilled the word of Hashem. The only reason I let the animals live was to bring them as a sacrifice on the altar to Hashem." But Shmuel replied that obedience to Hashem's command is better than bringing sacrifices on the altar. Shmuel, in fact, added that Shaul had despised the word of Hashem. The Gemara explains the verse, 1 year old was Shaul when he was crowned as king. That Shaul was as pure from sin as an infant of 1 year. Thus it is obvious that when Shaul permitted Agog to live, as well as the sheep and cattle, he wasn't actually willfully disobeying Hashem's command. On the contrary, he believed that what he did was right. This is why Shaul declared, "I have fulfilled the word of Hashem." King Shaul understood the inner meaning of bringing sacrifices to Hashem. By taking a physical animal and offering it up as a holy sacrifice, we transform the dark physicality of the animal into the light of absolute spirituality. Generally, the animal within the human individual is what draws him to animalistic kinds of desires, which is darkness compared to the light of holiness. A physical animal represents these animalistic qualities. Thus, when we offer an animal as a sacrifice to Hashem, we thereby transform the darkness into light. This is why Shaul felt that when he had an opportunity to take the cattle and sheep of Amalek, Amalek being the source of all types of evil and the greatest darkness, and offer these animals as sacrifices to Hashem, it would produce the greatest type of light, much more powerful than ordinary light. He acted according to the dictates of his own reasoning. But what was lacking was his total obedience and submission to the will of Hashem, who had commanded him to destroy everything that belonged to Amalek. This is why Shmuel answered him that it is better to listen and obey than to slaughter sacrifices. Offering animal sacrifices and fats signifies serving Hashem with the highest capabilities which a person possesses. Coupled with our total acceptance of Hashem's yoke, Hashem wants us to use our intellect to understand everything that we are able to, so that we utilize all of our capabilities in serving Hashem. If one serves Hashem only by accepting his yoke, but one's service is without understanding or pleasure, then he is only serving with his lower capabilities and talents, his power of deed and action, and he is not giving away all of the fats to Hashem. Nevertheless, the acceptance and submission to Hashem's will is still better than the sacrifices and fats which symbolize understanding and intellect. Also, when one relies on one's own understanding, it is possible that it will be faulty and a mistake can be made. As mentioned before, it is necessary to serve Hashem with all of one's faculties, including intellect. But this must also be rooted in the acceptance of the heavenly yoke. We must try to understand the reason for the mitzvahs, because this also is Hashem's will. But first and foremost must come the total acceptance of the yoke of Hashem's kingdom. This must be the basis for our service. Regarding the service of accepting the yoke of Hashem's kingdom and submitting oneself totally to it, we are told that it is the doorway through which we are able to elevate ourselves in all matters of holiness.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Some of the names have been changed to make you laugh. The place, Shushan, Persia. The time, too long ago to count. You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to the vice detail. You get a call that a palace party has gotten a bit out of hand. The queen has failed to show. Your job, find out what happened to her. It was the middle of Tavis. It was cool in Shushan. I was working the night watch out of vice detail. My name's Erev Shabbos, but they call me Friday. I was on my way out of the office at 2.06 a.m. when I got to the corner of Cinnabar Street and Grand Avenue, the Shushan Palace. Standing outside was a funny-looking man in a funny-looking outfit. It looked like he was dressed for Purim. Only problem was, Purim hadn't happened yet. But we'll get to that. The man's name was Clyde. He was one of the king's courtiers.
So they were all having this big party.
Uh-huh.
Went on for days, weeks, eating, drinking, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they asked me to go fetch the Queen Vashti.
Queen Vashti?
Right. Wearing only her crown, if you catch my drift.
Drift caught.
I didn't want to go. What was I to do, you know? I've got a wife, a daughter.
What did you do?
Well, I went.
To get Vashti?
Right, Vashti. She refused. You know what? I don't blame her. She looked terrible. I think her leprosy was acting up.
So what happened then?
Well, I went back to tell King Ahasuerus.
And what did he do?
He started choking me.
Did he say anything?
Nothing. I can repeat on a family program. He was screaming about how women are getting away with too much these days. They needed to show more respect, that kind of stuff.
So what did you say?
Well, nothing. He was still choking me. Haman had a suggestion.
Haman?
You know, Haman. Also known as Mamukin.
What did he say?
Wanted to bump off Vashti for a long time. I thought he thought his daughter should be queen and figured that this was his chance.
So what happened?
He sent her for a haircut.
A haircut?
Yeah. He didn't stop at the hair.
Oh, so this is what you called to tell me about.
Not only. There's also the secret edict.
The edict?
Yeah. From here on in, all the wives of Persia must honor their husbands.
Fat chance of that.
Well, that's what I think. We can always dream, right?
So we've got a king without a queen. Now what?
Well, that's the best part. King's now looking for a new gal. He sent messengers all over Persia to find her.
What was wrong with Haman's daughter?
You ever look at her?
I take it the king passed. A few weeks later, I was working missing persons when I took a call from Mr. Abbott. He invited me over to chat with him and his sidekick. So let me get this straight. The king's men came into town, check out the gals, bring the best ones back to the king.
Sergeant, let me get my associate. He knows the story. Costello?
Hey, Abbott!
Costello, say hello to Sergeant Friday. Well?
I'm waiting.
Waiting for what?
For Friday.
This is Friday.
No, it's not. It's only Tuesday.
I know it's Tuesday, but I asked you to say hello to Friday.
But Friday won't be here for 3 days.
Friday is right here now.
When?
Today.
Today is Tuesday.
So?
You said it was Friday.
I know. I said say hello to Sergeant Friday.
That wouldn't be polite.
What wouldn't be polite?
Wait 3 days.
3 days for what?
To say hello to the sergeant.
Then say it today.
Say what today?
Say hello to Sergeant Friday.
How can I say hello to the sergeant on Friday? Today's only Tuesday.
Do you know this man's name?
Sergeant.
Sergeant who?
Hello, Sergeant who? There, I said it. I'm sorry I didn't wait.
Wait for what?
For Friday.
But this is Friday.
No, it's not. This is Tuesday.
Boys, boys, let me introduce myself.
Now we're getting somewhere.
My name's Sergeant Joe Friday, SPD, and I'm working the missing persons detail.
Well, if you don't have a name until Friday, you're going to be missing yourself pretty soon.
Will you be quiet, Costello? The sergeant has come here to check up on all the missing young girls, and I told him you could help.
Just tell me how it works. What is Akashvero's scheme?
They're going out to all 127 cities and towns. They'll find the young girls, select the best for the king.
For the king?
To replace Vashti. They're picking one from among the best in each city and taking her back to Shushan.
What happens in Shushan?
They bring the girls to the royal harem. They treat her to a year of preparation. Beauty treatments, social graces, daily exercise.
What happens after a year?
The night she comes before the king. There's special perfumes, a banquet for the king, the young maidens, the special music.
The king has an orchestra? Tell me about it.
When I have a simcha that's coming very soon, there's a man who leads a band that knows the latest tunes. So clap your hands and stomp your feet to his infectious beat. M-U-S-I-C-A-L-M-O-S-H-E, musical moish. Musical moish. Forever let us hold our glasses high, 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 high. And when it's time to say shalom to all your company, M-U-S-S-S-S, mein kind, I-C-A-L, cow, color kavod, M-O-S-H-E.
Can you just tell me what happens after all this preparation business?
The maiden is brought to the king and chooses the one he likes best.
I was still working missing persons when I received a call from Mrs. McGee. I arrived at her home on Wistful Vista and rang the bell.
I'll get it.
Good morning. I'm Sergeant Friday, Shushan PD.
Police? Police? Why, I didn't do it. I don't know anything about it. Whatever it is, I know my rights. I have the right to remain silent. I'll hire an attorney. I'll tell you I'm innocent.
I believe the call came from Mrs. Molly McGee.
My Molly? My Molly? My own wife turned me in? Molly, there's a police sergeant here. He says you turned me in.
Oh, heavenly days, I didn't turn you in. I want to let the police know about Hadassah.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Is this your husband?
That's right. Fibber McGee.
And who is Hadassah?
She's that lovely young gal who lives next door. She was orphaned and adopted by her cousin, that wonderful Mordechai who came with the exiles from the Holy Land.
Raised her like his own daughter.
And now she's been taken to the palace.
Maybe I should talk with Mordechai.
He spends all his time at the palace trying to find out what happened to her. Word is, she's to be the new queen. But Mordecai's told her to use her Persian name of Esther, so no one there will know she's Jewish. That Haman has a thing about the Jewish people since his ancestor, Agag the Amalekite, was killed by the Jews.
Sounds like he has a thing about everyone.
And now that Haman's daughter has lost out again, he's mad at everyone. The king and the queen. Mordechai suspects him of the plot against the king. Remember Bigthan and Zeresh?
Haman was in on that too? What's happening with the Jews?
Haman's taken to wearing an idol. He expects the Jews to bow to him. Mordecai refused, and Haman's ready to go to the king over this.
Dearie, who can that be? Well, if it isn't Harlow Wilcox.
Old Waxy, what are you pitching today? Shiny floors or shiny furniture?
I'm not into wax anymore. Actually, I was looking for Mordechai.
He usually shows up after Mayor La Trivia and before Mrs. Huffington. Why are you looking for him?
Well, I understand he's spending a lot of time at the palace, and I want him to put in a good word.
Lots of floors and furniture to polish there.
I know, but the palace does have a lot of rooms, and all those rooms have a lot of windows.
You're not going to wax the windows.
I said I'm not into wax anymore. I deal with windows now. The best in new and replacement windows from Kramer Windows. So if your personal palace needs windows, call Eddie Kramer and Kramer's Windows for an estimate. They do the whole job, measure, style, selection, installation, finishing, and they follow up with a complete service.
Wilcox, I knew you were up to something the minute you came in here.
So long, folks. Did Mordecai know I was here?
Was Hadassah taken as part of the Queen's selection?
That's why Mordecai's been there day after day. Wants to know what's happening to her.
And while he was there, he refused to bow to Haman, and now Haman wants to kill Mordecai.
Well, if it isn't the old-timer. Hi, kids! What's happening?
Old-timer, this is Sergeant Friday. He's investigating the Queen's selection process and wants to know what's happened to Hadassah and all these other young maidens.
And why Haman especially wants to kill Mordecai for not bowing to him. Ha! That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, Mordecai and Haman went out to fight a battle for the king. Haman let his troops do whatever they wanted. Plunder, pillage. Mordecai, he had a disciplined army. When Haman's army fell apart, he went to Mordecai pleading for help. Mordecai says to Haman, "Say," he says, "I'll help, but on one condition. You have to serve me as a slave one day a week." Mordecai wrote out the agreement on the leather armor of his foot and had Haman sign it with him. Whenever Haman walked by, all Mordecai has to do is glance down at his foot, and Haman shudders. Mordecai, welcome. We were just telling Friday about your situation with Haman.
That's just become far worse. He's going after the other Jews too now.
How's that?
I just heard from Hadassah.
What did you hear?
Haman, the hated henchman, wants to kill the Hebrews.
How?
Hanging.
Hanging?
With the hemp from a hickory.
What did Hadassah hear this?
Just now, while having her hair done.
And how did Haman set this plan in motion?
He harangued the king, Ahasuerus.
Where did she hear this, and from whom?
From the hairdresser in the harem.
Figures. Let me see if I have this right. Having her hair done, Hadassah heard from the hairdresser in the harem that Haman had the hated henchman has harangued Ahasuerus to hang the Jews with hemp from the hickories. This has grown from missing persons to genocide. What can we do?
We'll do what we can. Fast and pray. And you'll do what you can.
Absolutely. Anything else I need to know?
Esther needs convincing. She's our only hope. She must go to the king and reveal Haman's plot, but needs more ammo.
I'll see what I can do. But for someone connected to so many plots, I can't believe Haman can stay out of trouble.
You're right about that, Haman fellow. Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of that man?
Mr. McGee, you've just given me a great idea.
Don't open that door, Sergeant.
I'm just leaving.
Not through that door, Sergeant.
Hey, Bear, where did he clean out that closet?
I had to turn the hearsay from Esther into hard evidence to use against Haman. To go to the king now without that would be instant death. I went to visit an old friend, Lamont Cranston. So that's the story so far, Lamont.
Not so unusual. Low-life commoner crawls his way to the top.
With a string of bodies trailing behind.
My knowledge of this type is he's paranoid, worried he'll be found out. I think a visit from a mutual friend is in order.
That's good. After Friday comes Shadow Day. Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of Haman?
The Shadow knows.
At the same time, Haman was busy preparing the hangout.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-dye, I'm gonna hang old Mordecai.
Haman.
Who said that? Who's there?
Haman.
Who are you?
It's the Shadow Haman. And who is that noose for?
It's for Mordecai.
Mordecai? Why would anyone want to kill him?
He's a Jew. His ancestor killed all my people.
and left you, a descendant of the mighty king Agag, a lowly commoner?
That's right, but I didn't let that stop me. Now I'm second to the king, and I've wielding his ring.
Of course, but you tried to kill that king, didn't you?
No, no, who said that?
You know you were part of the plot. You also had Vashti killed.
She was an outsider from Babylon.
And your daughter was number one to succeed her?
And the king went and picked up another outsider. A nobody, a commoner.
What if I told you she was descended from royalty? Would you still be ready to have her killed too?
No, not Esther. Just Mordechai and the Jews.
But Esther's time will come too, won't it, Haman? You know she's an outsider. Haven't you suspected where she's from?
Esther? A Jew?
And what about that noose, Haman? Why don't you try it on? See if it fits.
Stop, Shadow. You're full of lies, Shadow.
Not lies, Haman. This is your life.
Get away, Shadow. I have to get back to work.
Some hours later, I was having an audience with none other than Esther and her cousin. Haman's ready to crack.
How can that be? He's convinced the king's number one man.
But you're his number one wife.
Esther, it's time to take Haman's plot to the king. The Shadow's convinced Haman will fall apart once the king learns Haman is after you.
It's time to reveal yourself, Esther. Have a party. Invite only the king and Haman.
Tell the king Haman's after you and your people.
And will Haman crack?
Believe me, Esther, the Shadow knows. A few hours later, I was pacing outside the palace, waiting to hear the outcome. Esther's going to the king tonight. Haman thinks he has everything in place, but this is the only way to stop him. But the wait is scaring me to death.
Scared to death, you say?
Who's there?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
How are you, Digger?
Busy, busy. You might say I'm buried under my work.
And how's our friend Chester?
Living the life of Riley. And what are you up to, Friday?
It's police business, Digger. Involves the king, the queen, Haman, the whole palace.
I'm performing for the king tonight, myself.
You are?
Yes, Friday, with the SU and PBERG, the Sushan Undertakers, Pallbearers Entertainment and Recreation Group.
Who's that?
We sing and provide entertainment. We perform with Musical Moish.
We already heard about him, Digger. But why the king?
Actually, Esther has engaged us. She has invited the king and Haman to a banquet. Something about a secret she wants to reveal to the king. But I've already said too much.
That's okay, Digger. I'm in on this plot myself.
I don't know what plot you're referring to, Friday, but Esther is nothing if not brilliant. By the way, Friday, how long have you been on the force?
30 years on the force. In this case, will probably finish me off.
You must be nearing retirement. You should come and see me.
No, Digger. I'm a Burton Hirsch person all the way.
BH, fine establishment. 50 years serving the Squirrel Hill community. Showing concern and care in an hour of need. Cannot do better myself. No, I was referring to come to work for me. Double dipping, you might say?
I think retirement is retirement.
I think you could benefit greatly, Friday. Start at the ground level and work your way down.
Thanks for the offer.
Well, Esther's party is starting soon. I'd better be shoveling off.
While I was pacing outside, Esther, the king, and Haman were partying inside. Everything is as it was then, except you are there.
This is Walter Cronkite, reporting from Shushan Palace. Esther, Ahasuerus, and Haman are finishing their wine feast, and Esther is about to make an announcement.
Esther? Esther? Please tell me what is your petition, it'll be given you! What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted!
If I have found favor with you, O king, and if it pleases your majesty, grant you my life, this is my petition, and spare my people, this is my request. For I and my people have been sold for destruction and slaughter and annihilation. If we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify the disturbance of the king.
Who is he? Where is the man who has dared do such a thing?
The adversary and enemy is this vile Haman.
Folks, Haman was terrified before the king and queen. The king is getting up in a rage, leaving his wine, and going out to the palace garden. But Haman, realizing the king has already decided his fate, stays behind to beg Queen Esther for his life. The king is returning now from the palace garden to the banquet hall. But what's that? Haman has fallen on the couch where Esther is reclining.
Will he even molest the queen while she's with me in the house?
Listen, audience, the guards have been called. They've covered Haman's face. Harbona, one of the eunuchs, is approaching the king.
A gallows! 75 feet high stands by Haman's house! He's made it for Mordecai, who spoke up to help the king!
Hang him on it!
So they hanged Haman on the gallows. He had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's fury subsided. Well, there you have it. And that's the way it was. 16 Nisan 3399. A day unlike any other day. And you were there. Esther did indeed reveal her Jewishness to the king. And the fact that Haman was seeking to kill her, along with other Jews in the world, Haman was dispatched. But his supporters were still out there. I was assigned to Homeland Security Division to track them down when I took a call from a local drinking establishment.
When Irish eyes look smiling.
Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie the manager speaking. Duffy? Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Mr. Duffy. Things tonight? A little slow, but it's only 7:30 and we're waiting for the dinner crowd. Actually, there's good news and bad news. Good news is we don't have that mouse problem anymore. Bad news? They left because there's no customers, so no leftovers. What about you, Duffy? Taking a vacation, are you? Getting away from it all? What's that? Taking your wife? Not getting away from it all, you're taking it all with you. Someone here, Duffy? Oh, it's a gumshoe, gotta go. Hello, officer, Archie's my name. Would you like a menu?
Hello, Archie. I'm working counterterrorism, and I had a tip that you're hosting a celebration of some kind tomorrow.
That's right, officer. From what I hear, the Jews are finally going to take care of Hamas or Haman's forces or something.
We've been tracking them for almost a year.
All I know is Esther the Queen called for a general fast tomorrow where the Jewish armies take care of their enemies, and she's holding a big celebration here the next night.
We locals always are the last to know.
I'm sure you're invited. There'll be music.
Don't tell me. Musical moish?
How did you know? And we'll be having it all recorded for posterity with artistic-photography.com. Mordecai Saxon and his crew will get it right the first time.
I guess that wraps things up for me. One last thing for my notes. Archie, do you have a last name?
Funny. After 10 seasons on foreign networks, you're the first person to ask. Nope, just Archie.
Well, Esther's on the throne. Mordecai's ruling the country. And I'll have the next few days off for the Purim holiday. I'm going to enjoy them after this episode. The story you have just heard is true. The names were changed to protect the innocent. On the second night of Pesach, no trial was held. Haman was summarily executed by the king. You've just heard Dragnet, a series of authentic cases from official files. Technical advice comes from the Office of the Chief Rabbi.
From the largest independent news organization in the Middle East, here's Ernie Singer with Israel National News.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled broadcast at this time. Mashiach's arrival is anticipated at any moment. No other comment is necessary. We'll all meet inside the main gate immediately. And let us say,
Amen! Let's take a look at the Mazel Tovs this week around the community. Mr. and Mrs. Gershon Gutman on the birth of a granddaughter. Mrs. Rita Unger on the birth of a great-granddaughter. Mrs. Margot Gutman on the birth of a great-granddaughter. Elisa and Mark Rodney on the birth of a grandson. Gritty Brog on her special birthday. Rebetzin Esther Kagan on the birth of a granddaughter. Devoiri and Naftali Berger on the birth of a daughter, Tzipa. Barbara and Yale Rosenstein on the bar mitzvah of their grandson, Shlomo Chaim Rosenstein. Fern Moskov and the Brit Milav are great, our grandson, Joseph Moskov Charlesbroth. Mimi and Jack Halpern on the bar mitzvah of their grandson, Benjamin Zeiger, in California. Art Silverman on his special birthday. Anita Smolover on her special birthday. Carol Tabas and Guy Stoffman on the bar mitzvah of their son, Maxwell Hunter Stoffman. And some events. All high school age girls, grades 9 to 12, are invited to join the next girls group meeting Sunday, March 19th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Young Israel, 5831 Bartlett Street. Come and bring a friend for some fun activities, snacks, and a bit of learning, too. For more information, call Marlene Ross at 412-422-1336. The COLA is having a boys' learning on Purim morning. Contact the COLA for more information, 412-420-0220. All women and girls are invited to attend a girls' Purim party Monday night, from March 13th, from 9 to 11:30 p.m. Take place at Congregation Polizetic in Squirrel Hill at the Social Hall. There's a special program planned for girls grades 5 to 12 with activities, refreshments, and music. Be sure to come. It's going to be grand. Don't forget your costume. The Judaic Library at Lubavitch Center is open to the public on Sundays, 12 to 4:30, Wednesdays 3 to 4, and 7 to 8. Stop in and check out a book and use the extensive research volumes. The Meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous meets at the Aleph Institute every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30. The program is a recovery group for people who cannot control their eating or their weight. For more information, call Ilana at 412-422-2224. Don't forget, you'd like to have your Mazel Tovs on our program, you can call us, 412-979-5770, or email jewishexperience at verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. Remember, candlelighting time for Pittsburgh is no later than 6:03 p.m.
People and nations are striving to create a world of goodness and kindness. A blueprint exists for a better world. Thousands of years ago, the human race was given a plan for a quality life. There are seven universal laws to follow, known as the laws of Noah. These universal truths include: believe in God, honor God, do not murder, do not commit adultery or incest, do not steal, avoid cruelty to animals, establish courts of justice.
We've had some fun with the story of Purim you just heard with our old-time radio script. Now here's Rabbi Eisen with the serious historical aspects of Purim.
Although most people are familiar with the Purim story, many do not know the historical period and the time frame of the sequence of events. The story of Purim occurs over a 14-year period, beginning in the year 3393 and ending in 3406, or 367 to 354 BCE. It takes place toward the end of the 70-year period between the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the building of the second. At this time, virtually all Jews live in Bavel, Iraq, and Persia, Iran, having been exiled there by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash in 422 BCE. Only a small minority of Jews lived in the land of Israel, returning there a few years before the Purim story takes place. They had begun building the second Beis HaMikdash, but King Ahasuerus did not allow them to continue, and it did not resume until after his death. The Megillah opens with the beginning of King Ahasuerus' rule. In the third year of his reign, he made his famous feast and killed Queen Vashti. Esther was chosen as Ahasuerus' new queen in the seventh year of his rule. Haman made his plot to kill the Jews in the 12th year of Ahasuerus on the 13th of Nisan. The following major events happened within a four-day period. The Jews fasted for 3 days on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of Nisan. Some opinions say they fasted on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of Nisan. And Esther made her first party for the king on the 15th of Nisan, according to the first opinion. On the night of the 16th of Nisan, the king couldn't sleep, and on the day of the 16th, Jewish days begin at night, Haman paraded Mordechai through the streets of Shushan, attended Esther's second party, and was hanged. The next year, the 13th year of King Ahasuerus' reign, the Jews killed their enemies, and the year afterward, year 14, Purim was established as an official holiday. Ahasuerus dies right after the Megillah is over, and 2 years later, King Darius II, the son of Esther and Ahasuerus, allowed the Jews to resume building the second Beis HaMikdash, which took 5 years to build and was completed in the year 3413, 5 years after the Purim story ended.
All right, are you ready, guys? One, two, three, and Misha, Misha, Misha Nitmasado.
Marvin, 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 the Simcha.
Okay, and Misha, Misha, Misha Nitmasado. Come on.
Marvin, 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 the Simcha.
Said, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
said Misha, Misha, Misha Nitmas Ado.
Kol Sison v'Kol Simcha, Kol Sison v'Kol Chala.
Misha, Misha, Misha Nitmas Ado. Kol Sison v'Kol Simcha,
Kol Sison v'Kol Chala.
Said Misha, Misha, Misha Nitmas Ado.
Kol Sison v'Kol Simcha, Kol Sison v'Kol Chala.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
said e, 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 e,
e, e, e, e, e, Marvin, 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 Bishimcha.
And again, Misha, 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 Nitnas Ador.
Marvin, 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 Bishimcha.
I said, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, Shenichnasado, Mari, 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 Besimcha. Misha, 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 Nichnasado, Mari, Mari,
Mari, Besimcha.
And again, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
and again, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh,
and last time, oh,
oh,
oh. We having fun? Said Misha, 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 Nichnasado,
Marvin, 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 Marvin,
Besimcha. Misha, 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 Nichnasado, Besimcha. All right.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Moshe Bakar on the keyboard.
Available for your simchas.
By the way, if you're over 62 and you own your own home, find out how you can get money from your home without having to ever pay it back as long as you live in that home. Call 412-562-2220. Get tax-free money now by calling 412-562-2220 to participate in a government-sponsored home equity conversion. First Mariner Bank, an equal opportunity lender. All around us, life is moving faster and faster. Things are changing all the time, and it's a comfort to know in your time of need that at Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, the Jewish tradition continues. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home has served the Pittsburgh Jewish community since 1947 and has recently remodeled its entire facility to better serve you. Burton Hirsch Funeral Directors are members of the Jewish Funeral Directors Association and work closely with area rabbis to ensure that your needs as a Jewish family are totally met. Their attentive and compassionate guidance results in treating each family as their own. I personally met with Michael Hilgefort. And did you know that Burton Hirsch Funeral Home is even involved with community educational programs to ensure that Jewish families know what to do to have a proper burial? In your time of special need, call Squirrel Hill's only Jewish funeral home, Burton Hirsch, at 412-521-2600. That's 412-521-2600. They welcome your request to visit and tour their state-of-the-art facilities. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, proud sponsors of the Jewish Experience, 412-521-2600. Now here's Deborah DeLynn with the feminine perspective. This week, talking about Esther Hamalka, Esther the Queen, and her Mesiris Nefesh, her self-sacrifice. Deborah?
Mesiris Nefesh is a Hebrew term used to describe complete self-sacrifice. What's the story of Purim without mentioning the epitome of Mesiris Nefesh? Esther Hamalka, Esther the Queen. Not only was she a beautiful person inside and out, she was willing to sacrifice her body and soul in order to keep her beloved nation alive. Let's start from the beginning. Esther was a cousin of Mordechai, though some opinions say she was actually his wife. When her parents died during the siege of Yerushalayim, Mordechai, a prominent leader on the Sanhedrin Gedolah, took her in and raised her as his own. After the exile, they settled in Shushan, the capital city of the Persian Empire. Mordechai was chosen to represent the Jewish people in the parliament, while Esther took care of the home. When Ahasuerus made his infamous beauty pageant, Esther remained at home for 4 years in order that she would not be taken by the soldiers. Talk about Mesiris Nefesh! Finally, when she could stay home no longer, she went for a walk and was taken to the palace. It is interesting to note that Esther was immediately captured when she left her home. After 4 years, she was safe, and then suddenly she was taken in a time span of 5 minutes. Our sages say that the local officers who were sent out to find the beautiful maidens told the king to keep the pageant going because the most beautiful maidens hadn't been taken. They were speaking of Esther, about whom it was said that thousands would look upon her and admire her grace. After a time span of 12 months, Esther was taken to the king. He immediately selected her amongst lines of Persians and Medians that were standing next to her. We know it was really her inner beauty and grace that found favor, for she was reputedly as green as a myrtle plant. The name Esther, besides being translated as hidden, also comes from the word istahar, which means as beautiful as the moon. Like water reflects a face, her tzidkanios, her righteousness, was revealed in her face. When she was in the palace of the king, she was risking her very life and her soul. Her soul was at stake because her spiritual existence in the palace was threatened every day, and her body was at stake because she had to go to the king in order to save her people. Being a prophetess, her spiritual welfare was so important to her, yet she risked even that to help her people. We know that in the Megillah, Hashem's name is not mentioned even once. This is the only sefer amongst 24 sefarim that this phenomenon occurs. It is interesting to know that the word olam, which is used in reference to the world, comes from the root word that means hidden. During certain times, the existence of Hashem is hidden from the world. It is during these times that it is hard to fulfill the divine will and that many Jews become assimilated amongst nations of the world. Just as Hashem was hidden in the times of the Purim story, so too in our times Hashem is hidden. What was so special about Esther was that she was able to reveal the light of godliness from the darkness of the world at risk to her own life. Esther is known as Hamalka, the queen. It seems strange that we remember her union to a non-Jewish king. The reason we do this is because she is forever remembered as a queen amongst our people. Her legacy is something that we must all strive to live up to, especially us women. It is our duty to follow in her footsteps to become queen amongst our people and hasten the coming of Mashiach when we Jewish people will fulfill our destiny and become a queen amongst the nations. Have a good Shabbos and a Freilich and Purim.
Nisim v'yala purkon v'yala gvurois v'yala tshuois v'yala niplois shasiso laviseinu bayamim ahim bazman haseh hala nisim v'yala purkon v'yala gvurois v'yala tshuois la niplois shasiso laviseinu bayamim ahim bazman haseh hala nisim v'yala purkon. Purkan, Vialak Vuras, Vialak Shuvais, Vialan Flaishe, Asisala Vesenu, I am in my name as Manase. Alan is in Vialak Purkan, Vialak Vuras, Vialak Shuvais, Lani Flaishe, Asisala Vesenu, I am in my name as Manase. Alan is in Vialak Purkan, Viala Kurois, Viala Chuois, Lani Flaishe, Asisala Vesenu, I am in my name as Manase. Alan is in Vialak Purkan, Vialak Vuras, Viala Chuois, Viala Flaishe, I see I am in my hymn Manase. Alani se, be a la purkan, be a la kvuros, be a la chuvois, be a ni flashe, I see I am in my hymn Manase. Alani se, be a la purkan, be a la kvuros, be a la chuvois, be a la ni flashe, Hasi salabu seinu, bayami maim az manase. Ibi me kashverosh, bua kashverosh, ibi me akashverosh, bua kashverosh. Hamoy, hazim kush, hamoy, yot me kush. Sheva ve esrim umei umedina, sheva ve esrim umei umedina.
It's time for another classic story by Rabbi Meir Goldwasser. This week's segment sponsored by A Jewish Cowboy. Classic hats, not just for Shabbos anymore. Call Baruch, A Jewish Cowboy, in Pittsburgh, 412-551-6749. 412-551-6749. And now, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
Ribnitzer Rebbe was renowned for his enormous self-sacrifice to perform all mitzvahs in general, and the mitzvah of circumcision in specific. When the Rebbe was still living in communist Russia, he was contacted by a woman who asked him to perform a bris on her newborn son. When questioned about the baby's father, she replied that he was a Communist Party official and would never agree to a bris being performed on his child. She was therefore contacting the Rebbe to inform him that her husband was away and that the only chance to do the mitzvah was if it was done immediately. Ignoring his wife's protest that he was placing his life in danger, the Rebbe set out with one of his chassidim who was to serve at the circumcision. After traveling through the night on dangerous side roads in order to avoid attracting attention, they arrived at the home where the bris was to be held. The Rebbe immediately made the preparations for the bris and performed it without delay. After the bris, a problem arose when the bleeding could not be stopped. The baby began to turn blue, and everyone there was terror-stricken, fearing the worst for the baby and for themselves. The Rebbe realized that natural means would be of no help, and he closed his eyes and repeated the words that we say at the circumcision, "Bedomayich chayi, bedomayich chayi, with your blood you shall live." The Rebbe's face turned colors due to his intense concentration, when suddenly the bleeding stopped and the baby regained his natural color. When the Rebbe's chassid mentioned something about a miracle, the Rebbe simply replied, "We have a rule in the Torah, Sheluchei mitzvah einom nizokin. Those who are fulfilling a mitzvah will not be harmed." This is Rabbi Meir Goldwasser wishing you all a good Shabbos and a most joyous Purim.
Dear Mr. President, as a believer in the Bible, you know that the Jewish people were given the land of Israel not because of a UN declaration, but because of a declaration from God. The Bible says God owns the world. There is room for everyone, but he promised Israel to his chosen people, hence the name, the Promised Land. As you are aware, Mr. President, the Bible stipulates that the eternal boundaries of this promised land includes everything west of the Jordan River. So to suggest now that a Palestinian state be carved from the West Bank and Gaza, land specifically included in God's promise, is wrong. It's time for America, one nation under God, to support the entire land of Israel. Because the promised land was promised forever. Sincerely yours, believersofthebible.org.
All right, don't forget that Carlo's having a boys learning on Purim morning. You can contact Carlo for more information at 412-420-0220. High school age girls, 9 to 12. The next girls group meeting at Young Israel. Call Marlene Ross, 412-422-1336. The women and girls are invited to attend a girls' Purim party, a Purim night, March 13th at the Polyzetic Social Hall, special program for girls in grades 5 to 12. Be sure to come. Jake Library at Blovich Center, open to the public. Stop by. Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous. Call Ilan at 412-422-2224. Call us at 412-979-5770. You can get your Mazel Tovs on our program. And one other note, the American Red Cross Certified Lifeguard Program. You can be a lifeguard by this summer for girls only. Mondays 5 to 8:30 p.m. at the Alderdice Swimming Pool. You want to call Mrs. Leeds at 412-422-4032 for more information on that program. And as we wrap up our special Purim Gala show, we have a lot of thank yous to put out tonight. I want to thank Sholem Cohn for writing the script for our special old-time radio story and on Purim. And also Brock Smith for his musical and voice talents.
Thank you, Mark.
Did a great job. Jeremy Bossy, of course, for having the idea for doing it for the old-time radio script and for doing an excellent engineering job to get us through it. So also, once again, our regular staff, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, MusicalMoich.com, Dr. Michael Schulman, Chef Chaim Reisner, Ms. Devorah DeLynn, have really come together to put out, I think, a work of art this week. I hope you really got a great time out of it and to get you in the mood to get you not just through Shabbos, but through a great Purim. Don't forget, candlelighting time this week is no later than 6:03 p.m. Until next week, I'm Hirsch DeLynn.
And I'm your co-host, Moshe Pekan.
The Yesh Man. Have a wonderful and restful Shabbat.
Shabbat. Shalom.